Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing the show with a friend. I hope you guys are all set for Christmas. You are ready to go. This show is part of the CrossPolitik Network. Go over to crosspolitik.com. Become a member. Gift the membership for any last-minute stocking stuffers to a friend, to a family member. Help come alongside of us and become a partner. As we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life, you also get great benefits. Our membership has been growing. Thank you so much for coming alongside and supporting us. That helps us put out new content, put out greater shows. And we have a lot more shows that we're going to be rolling out this next year that I'm really excited about. Something else I am really excited about is Robinhood, the app. If you click on the link below, you could get a free stock just for signing up and completing your profile on the app. What is this app? It's a platform. You can also do it on your computer, but it's an app, a platform that allows you to buy and sell and trade stocks for free. Signing up, completing your profile, completely free. In fact, they're gonna pay you when you click the link below. And I'm so excited about this because, like I've said before, this is the only read that you get on a podcast where you actually get money for doing it. So go check it out. You could get a stock just for signing up, and then you can sell it for 3 or 4 days, cash it out, connect it to send it back to your bank, and you could be done if you don't like it. Or you could check it out, see how awesome it is to be able to check stocks and look at different stocks and see what the market is doing right on your phone and buy and sell stocks for free. Not every place does that. A lot of places charge you a fee. And what's really cool is they're giving away great stocks. Just recently, one of you listeners did what I asked, and you went and signed up and you clicked the link. You got the free stock. And you know what stock you got? You got Berkshire Hathaway stock, which is when the stock was issued to you, gave you $216. So you got to hold on to that for 3 or 4 days, and you could decide, did you want to sell it? Or do you want to buy more? Did you want to buy other stocks? But just think, $216 just for going and clicking the profile. That is your Christmas for your kids. And it was free. So please go just do yourself a favor and just check it out. Usually the stocks are like Zynga and they're like $5 to $6 stocks, but hey, it's still $5 or $6 that you can cash out. But more importantly, it's gonna get you familiar with owning a stock and seeing how it works in the marketplace. Really encourage you to start thinking, doing research, and planning ahead for your future, and not just leaving your money in a savings account where you're actually losing value. All right, I'm gonna go on a little tangent here for a second. I think I've talked about this before, but I want you to think about this. Your savings account interest rate, with the money you get back on just keeping your money in a savings account, is almost always lower than inflation. So what that actually means is you are losing money. Inflation is a tax on your savings. So you are going to be losing money the more you just keep it in a savings account, because your interest rate isn't as high as the inflation rate. So the difference, the inflation rate minus your interest rate that you're getting on your savings account, is the difference of how much money you're losing every year, opposed to owning a home, opposed to investing in stocks, which are going to hedge against inflation and allow you to ride the wave of inflation. As inflation goes up, so will your home price, even though homes are tanking right now for a variety of reasons. But if you just look at a trend, I was listening to an economist back when I was a server. I was listening in on a conference that they were having, an economist from Chapman University, down in California, private, used to be a Christian university. He was talking, and he had this really cool chart where if you took out inflation, home prices stayed pretty much flat, which meant that home prices over the long term are resistant to inflation. So the reason why prices are going up in houses is because of inflation. Well, that's basically just an oversimplification of what he's saying. But anyways, so just to say, protect against yourself. Just putting your money in a savings account is not enough. You are going to become poorer. You're not going to become wealthier from doing that. So talk to a financial advisor if you have any questions, if you don't feel like you can do it all on your own. It's going to be important for you that you do this. I'm not telling you to do this for my sake. I don't get anything out of this. but it's for your benefit that you are not just leaving your money in a savings account. So talk to a financial advisor, make sure that they are the kind that's fee-based, that's not commission-based, because they have a fiduciary responsibility to do what's best for you and not what's best to make them money. All right, so what I really wanted to talk about today before I got on my rant is another attack from the business angle about social injustice. And the social justice warriors are coming at us again, and it's the gender pay gap. There's a new study that came out, I saw this in Fox Business, which really touted this gender pay gap. And what's great about this, or what's not great about this, but I kind of say that in tongue in cheek, is they're telling us how to reduce our salary expense by 50%. How do you reduce your salary expense? How do you reduce the cost of labor by 50%? Well, let's read. In Fox News, it says, the report published on Wednesday by the Institute for Women's Policy Research found that women actually earn less than half, about 49 cents to every dollar a man does. According to the study, the 80 cents figure, which is significantly lower for women of color, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, understates the pay inequality problem by leaving many women workers out of the picture. All right, so there is a lot there. They're hitting us with the gender card and the race card, and they're saying that women get paid 49 cents to the dollar, which is great news for us business owners, because they have given us a plan on how to cut our expenses in half. And that is hire all women. Why are you hiring men for doing the exact same job with the exact same skills and the exact same experience? Why are you paying double? Dummy, you guys are stupid out there, apparently. Why aren't you just hiring women? Because you can pay them half as much. Well, that doesn't really make much sense, does it? That's actually doesn't sound right at all. Because what person in their right mind, man or woman, black, white, whatever skin tone that you are, would take half of what someone else is making for the same experience? That sounds ridiculous. And in fact, it is. And I hope by just talking about that tongue in cheek and making a joke about how you can cut your expenses by 50% that you see how absurd this whole argument is. The other reason I wanted to bring this up is the importance of understanding and researching the studies. As a business person, as somebody who is operating and making decisions based on how the economy is functioning and how your industry is functioning, you want to be able to understand the information in the accurate ways and understand when it's garbage, when there's a poll that's garbage, when there's research that is garbage. You need to be able to be wise enough to differentiate it. And part of that is not just reading the article about the research, but going in and looking at the research yourself and determining what the research actually says and if it's even valid enough to take seriously. So that is exactly what I did. So we left, I just read you the paragraph where they are talking about how women make 49 cents to the dollar of what a man does. That's what the impression that you are left with when you read this article. So you go and you click on the link and we get a little more information about what this study is actually showing, which just shows you how much garbage this this study is. And this is what it says from their own publication. This is from their report. I'm just reading their paragraph. It says, women today earn just 49 cents to the typical men's dollar, much less than the 80 cents usually reported, which sounds really close to what Fox Business was saying in their article. When measured by total earnings across the most recent 15 years for all workers who worked in at least 1 year, women workers' earnings were 49% less than half of men's earnings, a wage gap of 51% in 2015. All right, so this is a poorly worded sentence. It's very poor. So I'm just going to read it one more time. When measured by total earnings across the most recent 15 years for all workers who worked in at least 1 year, women workers' earnings were 49% less than half of men's earnings, a wage gap of 51% in 2015. All right. So why is this garbage? Well, for one, how long you're in the workforce matters. How much experience you have matters. And this report throws out experience altogether. It doesn't consider it. And how do you know that? You might be asking me. Well, all they have had to do was work within at least 1 year of the last 15 years from 2000 to 2015, because the study was in 2015. All they had to do was work 1 year. So let's just say a woman started working in 2014 at a job that's the same job that somebody else who has 14 plus years been working the whole 15 years and has 15 years experience opposed to your 1 year of experience. Who's going to be more valuable to a company? Someone who's been in the workforce doing the job for 15 years or 1 year? It doesn't matter what your gender is, right? And vice versa. Wouldn't you, if a boss logically, with common sense and wisdom, hire a woman who's been in that position for 15 years compared to a man who's only been in it for one? Wouldn't you pay that woman more? Because she's more valuable. She can provide you more experience, more expertise, more wisdom, and she can probably do her job a lot faster and better. She knows all the shortcuts and tricks. So they don't account for experience in this. And also, they don't account for specific job roles. They lumped in every job together. When, if you look at the data, not the data from this report, just the census data, the jobs that pay the most are occupied by men. Because men take the more riskier jobs that require higher pay because they're more risky, they're more danger, there's hazard pay, opposed to women who take jobs like that are lower on the pay scale. Look it up. It's true. Don't just take my word for it. Check it out. So they don't take into account different job roles. They just lump all men and all women together, which that doesn't tell you what the article is trying to make you believe, that women get paid less than men for the same exact job. No, if they wanted to compare, if men and women get paid the same, they need to look at apples to apples, not apples to oranges, fruits, grapes, bananas, fruits. I didn't mean to say fruits. Apples, bananas, oranges, grapes. No, you got to look. If you want to see a doctor, a man doctor, a female doctor, they've been working the same amount of time. They went to the same school. They have equal job performance. Then tell me if there is a wage gap. And I promise you there is not. In fact, some of the data that I have seen, women get paid more because of this, because they're scared that there's going to be a lawsuit because of this push for equality. A lot of times women get paid more. And another reason that I've heard, and I don't know if this is true, I think I've heard it from Jordan Peterson, honestly. I used to listen to him, I don't listen to him as much. But he had a great point that men are characteristically, generally, not always true, but just generally, are more assertive and are more, they don't take no for an answer. They'll push back. They're not as appeasable. So they push more for the raise, which is just another reason why males could earn more, which I'm not even convinced that they do, honestly. So I bring that up because you need to be aware of this, because again, it's another attack on capitalism. It's another attack on our free market system to get more control, to get more regulations, and it's going to impact you in the long run. The more of these policies, these more socialist Marxist policies that keep being introduced and talked about and ingrained in our company culture and our political culture, the more it's going to be a challenge to be successful and to make money and to use our own private property, our intellectual private property, our real private property to create wealth and to benefit others. So be aware of this stuff. I hate talking about this stuff at the end of the year. It should be all happy Christmassy stuff, but the enemy never rests. We need to be awake. We need to be aware. Don't forget to check the studies yourself. Do not take an article that's hearsay. Don't take an article about a survey, an article about a report, an article about a study. Read the study yourself. Know the numbers yourself so that you can make a decision to whether you should believe the numbers or not. And then you'll make a better decision based on those facts. All right, I hope that helps. If you have any questions, comments, reach out to me, How to Build a Tent. Please share the show with a friend. You can email me, matthowtobuildatent.com. I love hearing from you. Go get that free stock. You might get some Berkshire Hathaway, $215. That's a lot of presents. You can email me. I already said that. So we will talk to you next time. God bless.